Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Shop Macy's VIP sale going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's jump right into it here. We get back to business every Monday in the 7 o'clock hour of the show with Evelyn Pyburn from the Big Sky Business Journal. Evelyn, it was great to see you at the Montana Coal Rally and Roundup Friday afternoon into Friday evening.
Well, yes, I enjoyed that very much. It was a very nice event. It was a beautiful evening and a lot of people it was just a very enjoyable time, and the speakers were interesting and not real long and imparted lots of great information. So it was a great event.
Yeah, it really was. A few hundred people were there and a great turnout, even though the football team was on the road. So, you know, a lot of people were probably traveling with their kids, watching the high school football team on the road. But yet still hundreds of people there, coal miners, you know, local residents just there to support these industries. I shared a couple of the things that stood out to me. I've got a story on our Montana Talks website right now. I thought it was just interesting hearing where all of that coal goes. And I, like Representative Gary Perry out of Coal Strip, was pleased to hear that the coal is not going to China, but 5 of the 7 million tons of that Montana coal goes to Japan, where they have their coal gasification power plants in Japan right now.
Right, and how it's so evident that all of the efforts that are being made in the United States to curb our use of coal, and yet other countries are not curbing their use of coal. So their whole supposed concern about the world environment, I mean, it's not addressing that issue at all, because the United States is largely the only country paying attention to all of the regulations and economic shutdowns that are being employed against us. And, I find it kind of interesting that there's so many people who are concerned about the future of people who do not exist yet, but people in the future and what they may face because of global warming. And those same people, though, are so indifferent and have no concern about what their actions are doing to impact people who live right here today and are finding it very difficult to survive with all of the regulations and eliminations of livelihoods and the kind of economy we all need to have the kind of modern lifestyle that we've certainly come to expect.
Yeah, that's right. No, great point. More to follow here with Evelyn Pyburn, not just talking about the Montana Coal Rally and Roundup on Friday, but several other great headlines here in the Big Sky Business Journal hot sheet that we'll get to this morning for you as well. But yeah, South Korea takes our coal, Japan, Chile, and then Vietnam and Malaysia apparently are soon to be a market as well.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. All bets could be off if it's up to Democratic New York Representative Paul Tonko and Democratic Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal. They're trying to cut the action by banning sports betting nationally unless individual states receive approval from the Department of Justice. The plan would bar ads on sports betting between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. local time and during live sporting events. The lawmakers believe gaming should be viewed as a public health issue. During an appearance on Capitol Hill, recovering recovering gambling addict Harry Levant said that he nearly committed suicide due to the grips of a pathological gambling addiction. Still, about a quarter of all digital bets are placed offshore, costing localities millions in tax revenue. The American Gaming Association argues that state regulations help protect people from dangerous neighborhood bookies. It says that sports gaming brought in $1.3 billion in local tax revenue in the first half of 2024. It's estimated that an eye-popping $35 billion will pass through legal sports books on games and prop bets during the current NFL season. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies for today, high temperatures will range from around 56 in Bozeman to around 63 in Billings. For tonight, skies remain mostly clear. Low temperatures for the mid and upper 30s. And in the outlook for Tuesday, calls for more sunshine with highs ranging from the mid to upper 70s. Staying clear and quiet across the area on Tuesday night. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Do you guys remember this bold, courageous Marine, Lieutenant Colonel Stu Scheller? He wrote a book, Crisis of Command, How We Lost Trust and Confidence in America's Generals and Politicians. Well, Stu Scheller is going to be here in Montana this November. He's going to be headlining the Marine Corps Ball in Bozeman. Plus, he'll be speaking at Montana State University. I've got the full details. Go to MontanaTalks.com, including that viral video when he risked it all.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get delicious Kroger pasta sauce or pasta for 99 cents each with your card. Then get tender, fresh Tyson boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
I had a great question. The Disney family listening into the show from Libby, Montana, they had a great question. Why is all that coal going to Vancouver, British Columbia? Why isn't it being shipped to Seattle or Portland? And then obviously they're in on the joke. Oh, yeah, that's right. Because all those radical environmentalists in Washington and Oregon State that control the politics there in Seattle and Portland. Oh, yeah, they're anti-coal. There's these environmental radicals. But they had another great question. And I want to get you the answer here in just a few minutes. We'll talk more coal. We'll talk also nuclear power as well, because Evelyn's got a great story on that front in the hot sheet this morning. But another good news story here to start with this morning. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte visited a new gun business in Billings, Ultimate Defense Technologies. Did you get a chance to go inside and check it out, Evelyn?
No, I did not, but I'm really pleased to hear the news that this company has moved to Billings from Arizona. They manufacture different kinds of safety equipment for weapons, and they are starting out employing about 10 to 15 people and expect to eventually employ 90 people here in Billings, and they came to Montana after visiting one of your favorite hunts, the SHOT Show, and they discovered Montana in talking to people from the Department of Commerce and such, and they decided that Montana is the better place for them to be, and we all know that's true. But they manufacture kind of a box that you can put your gun in, and it is accessible through a number of different ways that's faster than like some kind of combination lock or something. But anyway, they manufacture a number of different safety pieces of equipment, and they have more in the process of being developed and plan to eventually market them too. So, and they're already taking orders. So if you wanted to check that out and place your order, they are doing so online apparently.
Yeah, well, this is great news. Yeah, Ultimate Defense Technologies moving their headquarters and production facility from Arizona to Billings. This is, of course, just a string of accomplishments for Governor Greg Gianforte, and I would add the Montana Department of Commerce that has had a big team on the ground at the SHOT Show every year that I've been there. Now, I remember, we had a former Democrat governor that did not go down to the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, and Wyoming's governor at the time was going down to the SHOT Show in Vegas, and a lot of us were back here asking the question, hey, why is Wyoming getting these gun industry manufacturing jobs? Like, why isn't Montana down there fighting to get in on this action? And now, thanks to Republican Governor Greg Gianforte, we've seen not just this news for Billings, we've also seen we saw Brixtal Defense announce for Glendive, Montana, that they were bringing their ammunition production facility to Glendive, Montana, and now they're up and running. And so, again, it just shows that half the job is just showing up, right, and just showing up and making the pitch, because Montana has a great pitch. I also think about, our Stillwater miners that have been laid off here recently, and it looks like they're going to begin with an initial staff of 10 to 15 people, but they expect to eventually employ nearly 90 people. Maybe that's a job opportunity for some of these guys as well. And so, again, we just can't take this good economic news for granted, given all the turbulence in the national economy.
Yeah, and I think you kind of brushed up against it, but it's Montana. Changes in our law or strengthening our law to say that firearms are welcomed here, and the governor has pushed that there should be no discrimination against businesses because of what they produce and so forth. And because in other states there is discrimination against ammunition companies and gun manufacturers and stuff, and they have left, a lot of them have left other states because of this discrimination, and that's been to our benefit here in Montana, because we have gained quite a few firearms and ammunition businesses. In fact, according to the governor's report, there's 150 of those businesses now located in Montana. So,
Well, and Arizona is becoming more of a purple state. So that's why companies maybe thinking, hey, maybe it's time to get out of here and get to a place like Montana, especially as Montana gets more red. All right. Hold that thought. We'll have more business news coming up here after the Farm and Ranch Report. Here we are. It's already going to be October tomorrow. So a lot of you are, getting into the fall. Maybe you're already starting to put on some of that winter weight, and you're thinking, man, I better shed some of this weight before the holidays get here. I'll tell you what, if you've been through Billings Last Diet before, you know the program works. You lose the weight. You burn the fat, but you keep the muscle mass. We've got listeners that have lost over 100 pounds thanks to Billings Last Diet. If you've put on a couple of pounds over the past few months, we'll go in, do a tune-up. Do a 2 to 3 week tune-up. You'll get right back on track. I did that last month before I went on vacation, and it worked out perfect. They got a remote option now available as well. Go to BillingsLastDiet.com or give them a call, 294-6751.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
In 2020, Joe Biden won Arizona by fewer than 11,000 votes. Our latest Fox News Battleground survey shows it is tight again this year. At least the presidential race will be. In the Arizona Senate contest, Democrat Ruben Gallego tops Republican Kerry Lake by over 10 percentage points. Part of his wide lead comes from more than 6 in 10 independents backing him, as well as nearly 2 in 10 Republicans. It is much closer in the presidential race. Donald Trump is ahead of Kamala Harris by just a couple points. What explains the difference between the two races is ticket splitters. Our survey shows there are 15% of voters supporting Gallego for Senate and splitting their ticket by also backing Trump for president. Independents and even some Republicans are two of the groups most likely to split their tickets between Trump and Gallego. There are 4 new battleground surveys available on our website, foxnews.com/poll. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your Poll Parade.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies for today, high temperatures will range from around 56 in Bozeman to around 63 in Billings. For tonight, skies remain mostly clear. Low temperatures for the mid to upper 30s. And then the outlook for Tuesday calls for more sunshine, with highs ranging from the mid to upper 70s. Staying clear and quiet across the area on Tuesday night. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Big show coming up on Monday's Montana Talks. Amanda Castor, the director of the DNRC here in Montana. She'll kick off our statewide hour. Plus, we may get a phone call from Lieutenant Colonel Stu Scheller, that bold, courageous Marine who risked it all to stand up after that disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal. He'll be in Montana soon. Big show with Monday's Montana Talks, statewide 9 to 10 right here. Then we're in Great Falls and Whitefish later in the week.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordland.
Veterinarian shortages are not new, but large animal veterinarians that farmers and ranchers rely on continue to reach historic lows. New data out from Penn State University shows that 50% of rural veterinarians currently in practice are within 5 years of retirement, and only 5% of practicing veterinarians in the United States are for food animal veterinarians working on food, fiber, or milk-producing animals. What's more alarming is that most veterinarians that are graduating from college are going into small animal veterinarian services. Nationally, only about 3-4% of graduating DVMs enter the large livestock practice area. Well, another news, now that the Senate and House approved another short-term funding bill ensuring the government's continued operation through December 20th, part of that continuing resolution allocated funds for select federal programs, including the Livestock Mandatory Reporting Program. Groups like the National Pork Producers Council say that livestock mandatory reporting has offered transparent information on price trends for cattle, pigs, and sheep since 2001, as well as various purchase and sales methods, keeping ag producers informed in the countryside. I'm Lane Nordlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, just a quick few minutes left here with Evelyn Pyburn from the Big Sky Business Journal, and then we'll open up the phone lines for you starting around 7:30 after our Fox News update. The number, 406-294-0970. In the 6 o'clock hour of the show, I was telling you about a story on our Montana Talks website. I took some notes while I was attending the Montana Coal Rally and Roundup on Friday. And you know, some of you have been asking, hey, where does all that coal go? I see these train loads full of coal. Where is that coal going? The 500 coal trains that head west, they go to Vancouver, British Columbia. And then most of it goes to Japan from there. But anyway, the Disney family had a follow-up question. They said this, let's see, why not Seattle or Portland? Probably because Washington and Oregon don't want our coal trains going through their states.
So American longshoremen lose out thanks to their own state's policies. Is that the case, Aaron? I sure would like to see a map of the exact train route carrying Montana coal to Vancouver. Well, you are exactly right. In fact, if you look at the video on our Montana Talks website, you will see the train route. And it goes right through western Washington, straight north to Vancouver, British Columbia. And you're right. There's those American longshoremen then lose out. But that's because of the politicians and the Democrat politicians in Washington State, of course. Let's see. Evelyn Pyburn with the Big Sky Business Journal. Electricity shortfalls predicted. You know, in the midst of this war on American energy, the North American Electric Reliability Corp is now warning that we could see, you know, that we are at high risk of shortfalls in electricity supply over the next 10 years. They keep adding more, electric demand with electric vehicles and more, but yet they also keep attacking electricity supply.
Yeah, and much of that future demand is expected to come from high-tech companies and their data centers, and apparently they need massive amounts of energy. And they are kind of shifting their tune about the need for maybe using more carbon-generated energy. And at the same time,
3 minute
they
stations
have opened the door and encouraging more focus on nuclear energy. And in fact, Microsoft and Constellation Energy are planning to spend $1.6 billion to restart the reactor at Three Mile Island. And other high-tech companies like Oracle have also announced their interest in pursuing nuclear energy in order to get the power they need. Oracle said that they would be using, they hope to use three small modular reactors. And so there's this renewed interest in nuclear, which everyone is really pretty pleased with. And but there's problems, according to Robert Bryce, who writes in Substack, that the renaissance for nuclear power is being threatened by the massive subsidies the government gives to alternative green energies, which dwarf those given to hydrocarbons or nuclear power. And he said that the subsidies discourage prospective nuclear investors because, you know, it's hard to compete against federal dollars and our taxpayer dollars. And so in 2022, solar energy producers got about 300 times more in federal tax incentives, and wind energy producers got 70 times more than other fossil fuels or nuclear. And but he said that a bigger roadblock for nuclear, for reactors and nuclear energy is the regulations and the permitting process that will create long delays, which creates longer massive overruns and costs. And so he is predicting that it's going to take so long to pursue nuclear energy that a lot of these companies who are interested will not succeed. He said like maybe only three out of several dozen who have announced their interest will actually succeed. And they won't come online until sometime in the 2030s.
Yeah, I think that sounds like a safe assessment. You know, yeah, it's pretty bipartisan right now.
He's listening to Fox News.
Yeah, this is very interesting, this conversation from coal to nuclear. One of our liberal callers, Ken in Great Falls, called in last week. I think it was the day after we had spoken with the mayor of Roundup, talking about this pro-Montana coal rally that took place on Friday. And of course, you know, Ken called in with his typical anti-coal rant that I've heard several times over the years. But, you know, you know me. I always like to find, okay, look, we get it that you're against coal. We get it that you're one of these, you know, radical environmentalists, et cetera. But what can we agree on? It's always kind of fun if we can find a point of agreement and also just break from the standard talking points, right, and move on to something a little more substantive. Because, you know, he called in and said, well, coal is dead. Oh, really? Coal's dead. Then why do you guys keep having to kill it? Why do the Democrats have to keep trying to kill coal if coal is dead? Because it's not dead. That's why you're trying to kill it. And then one of our listeners made a great observation. If coal is dead, then why is there, you know, coal train after coal train passing in front of my house? And I think it was somebody in the Gallatin Valley or maybe the Livingston area. But this whole, but I asked Ken, I said, well, what do you think about, you know, these small modular reactors, this smaller scale nuclear? Oh, I like nuclear. I like nuclear. Okay, well, that's good. But yeah, let's talk about nuclear here. Because again, my point is like, look, there is still life left in these coal fired power plants and coal strips. So let's get all the life out of those plants we can. But instead, the Democrats just want to shut them down early. And they're not even talking about, well, the Democrats aren't. I know some of the locals in Colstrip, like Jim Acheson with the SEMDC and elsewhere, are talking about, hey, let's get small-scale nuclear in there. Let's make Colstrip an energy hub, not just for coal. Let's keep coal a part of the equation so we keep the coal mine and the coal-fired power plant, but let's add nuclear into the equation. And they're already dumping solar and wind out there. So, yeah, they've already got that. That box is already checked. But that stuff's expensive. It's heavily subsidized. And the sun doesn't always shine and the wind doesn't always blow. But this was interesting from Evelyn's report in the Big Sky Business Journal hot sheet. Companies like Oracle, and Oracle's got a big outfit in Bozeman, Montana, of course. But Oracle announced that they are building a data center. I'm not sure which state this data center is going to be in. But they are going to power their own data center with three small modular reactors, and other companies are looking to do the same thing. And so, but again, even with all this talk about nuclear, how long is it actually going to take to make any of this a reality? Because the same cast of characters that shows up with their phony pre-printed signs to protest a natural gas power plant in Laurel, yeah, the Northern Plains Resource Council wackos were back out again. They're a phony green decoy, you know, they're a phony AstroTurf group funded by George Soros and these out-of-state interests. But yet, look at them. The media just loves to give free attention to the NPRC. These people don't even want a natural gas plant up and running in Montana. You think these wackos would allow nuclear?
Shop Macy's VIP sale going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let me open up the mail here. We've got a bunch of messages that came in on our Montana Talks app over the weekend and then into this morning here. So some of these may sound a little bit random. First off, have any of you seen this on the highway signs? You know how they have those highway reader signs? I'm checking with the Montana Department of Transportation to see, first off, if this happened. Second off, why it would happen. Maybe if it was an outdated reader board message from 4 years ago. Or are they actually pushing this nonsense again? Anyway, Dom in Kalispell messaged us yesterday morning. driving back to Montana over Lookout Pass. I wonder if he was coming back from the game in Eastern Washington. Anyway, he was driving back to Montana over Lookout Pass. He says there was a highway reader board with the message, "Do your part. Stand 6 feet apart." What the heck is that about? I wish he had a photo or something of it. But what I'm wondering is, are they pushing this stupid COVID messaging again, or was it just an outdated reader board? If it happened, I don't know, maybe somebody was joking with us too. But then again, of all the COVID lockdown mandate stupidity, all the stupid guidance that the so-called health officials were pumping out, even many of whom didn't even have a health background. They weren't even doctors, but they were the health officials. They were the health officers, weren't they? The whole 6 feet apart thing, I never really had a problem with that one, because it's like, we live in Montana. It's called the Big Sky State. We like our personal space. That one never bothered me too much anyway, because it's like, yeah, this is Montana. You don't need to stand right behind somebody in line at the grocery store and breathe down their neck. It's called the Big Sky State for a reason. We got plenty of space. You don't need to be the close talker. I can hear you over here. Anyway, Bruce and Ennis just sent us a message. I need Ken's address so I can send him a bumper sticker. My car runs on coal power. Yeah, he finally got an electric vehicle, didn't he? So he needs a "My car runs on coal power" bumper sticker. That's a great idea. Let's see what else came in. Oh, Tim and Savage messaged us yesterday morning. Apparently he was getting sick and tired of all the absurd political campaign commercials. He says, why would anyone want to run for office as a Republican with the lying PACs, the lying political action committees, flooding the airwaves? The latest ad I just heard was implying that Tim Sheehy wants to sell off public lands, including national parks. The DSCC and the rest of the lying scum are getting on this country preacher's nerves. Tim, thanks for that message. I think that's why it's so great that somebody like Tim Sheehy has stepped up to run in what is the most important U.S. Senate race in the country. Because of his success in the private sector, he's got the resources to stand up to these thugs at the DSCC, Chuck Schumer and their dark money blogs. And he's still being outspent dramatically being outspent. But I think people are finally seeing through John Tester's phony BS and seeing him for the fraud that he is. Speaking of the Senate race here, let's see. Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy was on Fox News Sunday Night in America with Trey Gowdy. He was on with Trey Gowdy last night. And let's see here. What did Gowdy ask him about? The state's Republican candidate Tim Sheehy, on with Trey Gowdy, says the distinction between him and Senator Tester is clear to Montana voters.
They're going to have a choice to choose for a prosperous, free, strong America, or they're going to choose for more of the same of the last 3.5 years, which is what John Tester has been voting for every single time he's had the chance.
All right. Jeff and Victor sent us a message. Apparently he was listening in on President Trump at the rally in Pennsylvania over the weekend. He said, I listened to the Trump Pennsylvania rally and was encouraged by his statement to end the Department of Education. We call it the Department of Indoctrination. Turn it back to the states. Jeff, that's right. That's an easy way that we could save money and get rid of this radical left-wing indoctrination and so much more. Look, we're nearly $36 trillion in debt. You can take the bulk of that money and save a big chunk of it and simply block grant that money back to the states, and then we can use it how we see best for education, instead of bureaucrats back in Washington calling the shots and radical left-wing activists like Randy Weingarten, who supported all these school shutdowns and lockdowns. Let's take the power away from her and put it back in the hands of Montanans. Jay in Billings, another message here, and then I think I've gotten through most of the mail that came in. Jay in Billings, with regard to this conversation about coal, Montana coal, electricity shortfalls being predicted in America, Jay says this, about energy production versus the environment, does anyone find it alarming that for years now, China, near weekly, brings a new coal-fired power plant online? As they increase and grow their production capability, our capabilities diminish. Our power and energy production crippled and destroyed. Coincidence? Bells and whistles? Jay asks. I don't think there is a coincidence at all. Of course it's not just a coincidence here. The communist Chinese and the Russians, Putin, they've been funneling money to these radical environmental groups. Remember, we saw this with the Keystone XL pipeline, with the DAPL pipeline over in the Dakotas. There was a U.S. Senate report that highlighted the fact that the Russians were funneling money into these very environmental groups to try to block the Keystone XL pipeline, to block the DAPL pipeline, to oppose fracking back on the East Coast, because they deliberately wanted to undermine America. And they knew that by funding these radical environmental groups, they could undermine America. What energy is needed for everything for our economy? And if they can undermine American energy, they can undermine the American economy. And if you undermine the American economy, you undermine the American military and American national security readiness and our posture. So it's very obvious why the Russians and the Chinese are propping up these radical environmental groups. The same radical environmental groups that, by the way, had those very fancy pre-printed signs at their protest over the weekend targeting a natural gas power plant in Laurel, Montana. This is not a grassroots effort. This is phony. It is coming from these out-of-state radical environmental special interest groups and deep-pocketed left-wing donors. This is being orchestrated by the Democrat Party's base to undermine American energy, to undermine Montana energy. But back to the question that Tim and Savage raised is, why would anybody run for office when you see the amount of lies and hatred that have been spewed against people like Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy? That's exactly what they want. They want to intimidate everyday Americans from stepping up, from speaking out, and eventually running for office, which is why we the people have to double down and defeat them once and for all. Finally get rid of this flip-flop, flat-top John Tester. Look, if you're disgusted by the tens of millions of dollars that are flooding this state right now with fake, phony ad campaigns, you defeat John Tester a little over 1 month from now, a lot of that money is they're going to give up on Montana. They're going to give up on these phony environmental groups. And they're going to send their money elsewhere. We need to send a loud, powerful message that Montana isn't putting up with your garbage anymore. And we're not electing any of these flip-flop, fake moderate Democrats like John Tester anymore. So don't even waste your money here anymore. Stop funding these radical environmental groups. Stop funding these gun control groups. Get the heck out of our state and stay the heck out of our state. Go somewhere else. That's the message we can send by defeating John Tester this November. It's not just going to help win back control of the United States Senate and get this country back on a path towards sanity. Look, these people make their money because of the political machine that John Tester and Max Baucus before him have in place. They get their buddies on the federal bench to be these federal judges. They get them into other appointed positions. It is time to defund the far left environmental whacktivists. And their center of gravity is John Tester. Defund them by getting rid of him.
If we stay here, we're dying. I have a plan. thrilling, terrifying, and will make your heart pound out of your chest. Run. A Quiet Place Day One, now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Fox News commentary.
Oregon was forced to admit an error in the state's auto voter enrollment system was larger than they thought. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
I'm Emily Campagno, host of the Fox True Crime Podcast. On October 19th, 1931, Winnie Ruth Judd boarded a train in Phoenix with a bandaged hand and loads of putrid-smelling luggage leaking blood. When police pried the trunks open in Los Angeles, they discovered the body of two murdered women, one of whom was dismembered. This week, I speak with author Lori Notaro to discuss the chilling crimes of Winnie Ruth Judd as detailed in her new book, The Murderess, available now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
At least 1,200 possible non-citizens have been mistakenly registered to vote in Oregon since 2021. State officials were forced to not only acknowledge that, but admit the count was higher than they initially reported earlier this month. At first, officials admitted around 300 possible non-citizens have been registered to vote due to a data entry error in their DMV auto enrollment system. That was bad enough, but the complete review released this week shows the number was four times that amount. 1,259 people did not provide proof of U.S. citizenship, but were added to the state's rolls anyway. But the Oregon Secretary of State assures us that even though this error happened and was four times worse than they thought, non-citizen voting is still exceedingly rare. This is yet another example of why we need nationwide voter ID and election integrity measures. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Who doesn't like freebies? And your birthday could be a great time to score free treats from restaurants and retailers, according to NerdWallet. In order to score promotions, you'll need to provide your email address and information by signing up for rewards programs ahead of this special occasion. Birthday freebies span many categories, but the most popular is food. Like at Chili's, you can grab a free dessert on your birthday when you sign up for My Chili's Rewards. At Baskin and Robbins, if you create a Baskin and Robbins account and opt in to the birthday club, you'll get a free scoop. While at IHOP, you can get free birthday pancakes by signing up for IHOP's rewards program. And as far as retailers, members of Sephora's Beauty Insider program get a free product set during your birthday month. While at rival Ulta Beauty, members of its rewards program get a free birthday gift and earn double points on all purchases during their birthday month. And at Kohl's, rewards members get a special birthday gift.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Victory.com to donate. Paid for by Sheehy Victory Committee.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We just got a message on the Montana Talks app from one of our listeners. Actually, let me double check. I know we get KBUL messages in, and we get Montana Talks app messages in. Let me make sure we're getting both of them. Yeah, it looks like we're getting both of them here, so that's great. Let's see. Okay. I think we're getting all the messages in here. All right, here we go. This one came in from Billings. With all the talk about voter fraud, why wouldn't both sides be all for making our election more secure? Sounds fishy that one side does not want to tighten the security around the election. Oh, it's not just fishy. It's blatantly obvious. They don't want to secure our elections. They didn't want to secure our borders. And they're both tied together. They want to flood this country with non-citizens, with illegal aliens, so that they can have a permanent grip on power. And that's why they're trying to fast-track citizenship for illegal aliens that have flooded into this country. We'll talk more about that topic coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour of the show, because I want to talk about these crazy numbers that came out of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, tens of thousands of illegal immigrants with sex offenses and homicide convictions could be loose on the streets, according to ICE data provided to lawmakers late last week. I mean, these are shocking numbers. Shocking numbers we'll get to in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. We've got the phone lines open in the 8 o'clock hour of the show as well. Let me leave you with this one story here before we run out of time this hour. KTVQ Television, KTVQ, the liberal TV station in Billings, you know, that constantly has the biased coverage against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, but then they never ask tough questions of John Tester. So KTVQ had a story. Over the weekend, there was a vigil in downtown Billings to remember Montana's murdered and missing indigenous people. 31% of those missing last year in Montana were indigenous, even though Native Americans are less than 7% of the population. So Native Americans, or indigenous as KTVQ describes them, Native Americans are less than 7% of the population in Montana, but 31% of people that went missing last year in Montana were Native American. So there was a vigil held in downtown Billings on, it was late Friday, to remember and honor both missing and murdered indigenous men and women. They call it an epidemic impacting reservations across Montana. You know, I'm scanning the story here. I'm not seeing anything about the Mexican drug cartels. I'm not seeing anything about our southern border. I don't see any tough questions being asked of John Tester. Why is John Tester not being asked about this story? So we had a tribal leader who testified before Congress back in April of this year, who said that the Mexican drug cartels are targeting Native American women, that they are destroying an entire generation of young people in particular because of the fentanyl and the meth that they're targeting our reservations with. So here you have a story about missing and murdered indigenous people. 31% of those that went missing last year in Montana were indigenous, even though they're less than 7% of the population. And we've had tribal leaders testify that it's the Mexican drug cartels that are targeting Native American women. And yet no questions for John Tester from the fake news liberal media that has been so biased, so pathetically biased with their political coverage this election. No, don't dare ask John Tester a tough question about the overwhelming percentage of Native Americans that are going missing and murdered in Montana. Don't you dare talk about his open border policies. Don't you dare talk about the fact that, don't dare ask him about the fact that he's refused to fund law enforcement on the reservations.
I'm Evan Brown. Time for another firearms case at the Supreme Court. We're just a couple of weeks away from the first Monday in October when the U.S. Supreme Court's new term begins. And on the High Court's docket will be the case involving so-called ghost guns and what power federal agencies might have to ban them. So far, the feds in this case, the Biden administration Justice Department, is 0-2 in the courtrooms. The case is named for Jennifer Vanderstock, one of the original plaintiffs, who, along with the Firearms Policy Coalition, sued the U.S. government over the ATF banning by rulemaking of kits allowing people to assemble their own firearms. Such firearms have no serial numbers and don't require background checks. A federal district in Texas ruled the ban unconstitutional, and the DOJ lost the appeal in the Fifth Circuit, and now they want the Supreme Court to rule. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Shop Macy's VIP sale, going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.